Mr. Wei, before we start talking about Germany's future, let us first visit your own amazing story. Back in 1978, when you were just 28 years old, you published an essay in Beijing in which you stated that all the reforms of the new communist rulers were pointless if they would not also include democracy for China. For your own dream, your dream of democracy, you were sentenced to death. You spent 8 months on death row, and then another 17 years in Chinese prisons under horrible conditions, until 1997, when you were forced into exile into the United States. When you look back to that historic day in 1978, when you published your now world-famous essay, when you look back, and if you would have the chance to rethink your decision of risking your life for your Chinese dream, let me ask you, would you do it again?
During my years in jail, I was thinking about this, and I do have a little bit of regret, because I think that I could have done things better, maybe even perfect.
I take your answer you would do it all over again.
Of course, I would do the same, but I would do it better in ways that would be more effective.
Mr. Wei, what do you think Germany could gain from having something like a German dream?
For a start, I need to clarify I don't know Germans very well. In the last century, Germany made great impacts on this world twice, although negatively. I think in this century, people of Germany could have a dream that goes beyond living a good life to thinking what kind of positive impact they could make in the world. I think this is a good goal to stimulate the Germans to put out more effort. I've been talking to my friends in Germany, and also I've read some books which gave me the impression that the German culture has a lot of reserved energy, which is why I think it had a lot of influence in the past century. But how could this influence play a positive role in the world and thus turn Germany into an important nation in the world? I think this is what the Germans should be thinking about.
Mr. Wei, what is your most hopeful, most idealistic dream for Germany's future?
I have to say again that I do not know the Germans well enough. As an outside observer, my suggestion is that the Germans should not just concentrate on how to have a good life for themselves. I think the Germans should think about how to use their positive side of culture to make an impact on this world. It seems that since World War II, the Germans have become less motivated. They sort of close their doors and sink into their shells, only thinking about how to enjoy their own lives. This is a waste because there is a lot of potential within the German culture. The Germans should really think for themselves about how they can do something more positive, such as maintaining peace in this world, especially in Europe, as well as putting more attention to democracy in the third world countries. I am better in observing our fellow Chinese, which I can give you as a reference point. You can see two types of Chinese. One kind has made a lot of money. They have so much money they don't know what to do and they get lost, even though they are wealthy. Then there are the other Chinese who are relatively poor, but keep their dreams and their goals for a better world. They could be very poor, but they will fight for justice and the wellness of others. They seem very happy and fulfilled, as well as very dynamic, and they look forward to the future. I think these Chinese are a good reference. The Germans can think about which kind of people they want to be, not just thinking and caring about themselves, but also to create a positive outlook for themselves. Maybe you will become less wealthy, but you could end up happier.
You mentioned your hope of Germany taking a stronger role in the world when it comes to the protection of human rights in different countries. What practical steps could Germany's government take in that direction?
There are so many things in this world that need attention, including the human rights issues in the third world countries and the suppression of their own people. All of these things need attention. In regards to China, I've been talking to the German government about why they should not put so much attention on business. That has really made them look bad to our fellow Chinese. If the Germans look at the Americans as an example, to pay more attention and give more support to human rights and the improvement of democracy, then they could really improve their image with the Chinese as well as the whole world. Once I spoke with a very high-level German official in the Foreign Affairs Ministry. He said something very honest and sincere. He said, Mr. Wei, do not worry about which party will control the administration because they will all pay attention to human rights at the expectation of the German citizens. However, do not expect too much from them either because they all will want to do business. Germany needs to do business with China. When I heard this, I realized what the message is. The German government will do something about human rights just to get its people off its back. However, it will not be more sincere because business is the first priority. This type of approach surely will damage Germany's image in the world.
What about the assumption, though, that more business, more entrepreneurialism in China eventually, in the long run, will also lead to more democracy?
If you look at a country, you don't really see a country become democratic only because they got wealthy. As a matter of fact, the reality in China is that because of all of the Western investment, the government has had the support to at least maintain the rule of its dictatorship and thus survive longer. Otherwise, the Chinese communists may have collapsed as the former Soviet Union did. In that sense, the Western investment has caused disaster instead of bringing democracy to China. Or let me put it this way, the Western world's investment in China is sort of like the extra accidental wealth found in Saudi Arabia. This sudden wealth supported the dictatorship to exist even longer.
There is a famous quote from Napoleon who said, China is a sleeping dragon. When it awakes, the world will shake. In Europe, you sometimes can find similar metaphors when it comes to Germany and Germany's sleeping potentials. Especially right after the wall came down in 1989, the European press suddenly referred to Germany again as the sleeping giant that needs to be tamed. What can you tell us about the nature of this kind of fear that certain nations might wake up again one day?
Fear is part of human nature, especially for people who already have a comfortable life. They will always worry about change in their reality and what might happen to them. We must understand that indeed there is a sleeping dragon, but the sleeping dragon will be awake someday for sure. The important thing is not to make the dragon sleep forever. The dragon will awake anyway. The important thing is to make sure that when the dragon awakes, that it is a good dragon instead of a bad dragon.
After World War II and after the Holocaust, when most of Germany's cities were destroyed, millions of people had been killed, and Germany's honor and trust amongst the world community was ruined, many Germans had the dream to rebuild Germany and to earn the trust of the world community again. Now, today, that this German dream of the 1950s and 60s has almost become a reality, it seems that Germany has become complacent in the comfort of its success. How can we Germans find a new dream?
Germans have achieved the first half of their dream, which means that they have democracy and a good life. However, they have not reached the second half, to make a more positive impact on the world, including the rest of Europe. We notice that Germany has been in a passive mode and lacks attention to the world on various issues, including human rights and democracy, especially in the countries outside of Europe. Germany has no comparison to France and England in its influence outside of itself. It is always in a passive mode, unable to take the initiative that even smaller countries such as Denmark and the Netherlands are taking. Germany needs to change its status of being a small country that it has fallen into in the arena of world politics. Germany behaves like a miserable child who has done something terribly wrong. It has only corrected its mistake but does not have the confidence to achieve, so it passively maintains the status quo. If Germans have confidence, they will achieve a lot beyond simply correcting their mistakes. So I think the most important thing for the German politicians and spiritual leaders to do is to resume the confidence among the Germans.
What is the difference between confidence and nationalism?
These two are closely related but fundamentally different. Nationalism can be pride without reason, without boundary. Confidence is to make judgments in a rational and correct form, knowing what is right and what is wrong.
You just mentioned Germany should embrace more responsibility in the world and think bigger. And of course, each country can only do so much. So, is there a specific area or an international topic that you think Germany should focus on?
In this world, we always have to set our priority. Look at history. The biggest problem was really the former Soviet Union, especially in the latter half of the last century. It was dissolved because of the effort of the United States and also Germany. This solved a big problem in the world. Look at the current world. China is really behind many problems and is becoming more dangerous than the former Soviet Union. Therefore, China should be on the top of the list. Germans should really concentrate on making changes in China. This is a very important target.
Can you mention some of these problems in more specifics?
Take as an example, the U.S. named the Axis of Evil countries. In my opinion, they have not named the Axis of the Axis. Check out who is behind these countries and who is doing all of these things. It is China. I think the U.S. has really hesitated on that issue. They figured out that the Europeans are not with them, so they do not dare to name it. If the Europeans are unified with the United States, with the same target in dealing with the most evil powers in the current world, then they might do so. I think Germany should really play a leading role in the European Union, as well as in the rest of world affairs, instead of letting Chirac kiss the rear end of the Chinese government all of the time.
If a young person from Germany walks up to you and asks, Mr. Wei, what is the reward in dreaming a big dream for my country? What would you tell that young person?
The best reward is that in the process of realizing your dreams, the process itself will make you realize that you become an important member of society. Your decisions and your effort will bring many more people to work and to push for a better world. That is a reward by itself. Take myself as an example. 27 years ago, I wrote the essay, The Fifth Modernization. Nowadays, I see more and more Chinese responding and joining this team together. I feel a sense of happiness that money could not buy. It is kind of funny, when I was in jail, even the police would ask me, how could you be happy all this time, even when you are sitting in jail?
Mr. Wei, in closing, let us ask you, what is your Chinese dream?
Freedom and democracy for our Chinese was my biggest dream that I wished for when I wrote that essay 27 years ago. Now, I see the progress is already in place and taking effect. However, to realize your dreams, you must pay. My current dream is that our Chinese will have minimum pain on their way to realizing that dream.
When you look back at your life, you were not the only one to dream about democracy in China, but you were one of a few out of a billion people who said, I will put my life on the line for this dream. Why you? Why do you think what made you as a young man go that extra step?
That's a good question. 1978 and 79 was a window of opportunity for China to have some decent reform, and it would have been a pity for our Chinese to miss this opportunity. I knew the danger of that, but every nation needs a few people to come forward as the sacrifice. It was my turn to be the sacrifice for Chinese democracy and human rights. Young people who want to accomplish something should think, this is my call, this is my turn, instead of how much will I gain or how much will I lose.
Mr. Wei, we honor your courage to be a dreamer, and thank you for sharing your thoughts on Germany with us.
I'm very happy to dream together with our German audience.